Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Thomas resident.
Hi, I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is the mob rule is taking over our streets. This shameful behavior should alarm everyone, all fair-minded people. Harassing elected officials in restaurants, vandalizing their home, threatening their families, cornering them down in chambers, running them out of town halls and college campuses, smashing windows and setting fires, even shooting on them at baseball practice, threatens the foundations of our democracy by those who cannot get their way. This violent movement challenges our freedom. And it comes from the left. Remember the character assassination of Judge Kavanaugh, the targeting of a person's due process, presumption of innocence? Democratic Senator from New York, Charles Schumer, and Democratic Senator from California, Dianne Feinstein, conducted this hostile movement, which is against the habits that have made America great. The Democratic Senator from Hawaii, Mazie Hirono, declared, "And I just want to say to the men in this country, just shut up and step up." Now, how disrespectful of her. Republican Senator from Maine, Susan Collins, was threatened physically. The wife of Republican Senator from Colorado, Cory Gardner, was sent a text of a video depicting a beheading. Did the Democratic Party, Democrats, and liberal media refute this uncivilized and abusive behavior? No, they did not. According to Charles C.W. Cook of America's First Freedom magazine, he states, "These were threats, but the category of the mob belongs in a different category. Public officials such as Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and Senator Ted Cruz were chased out of restaurants. These tactics were praised, encouraged, and endorsed by Democrats Hillary Clinton, Eric Holder, Maxine Waters, and leftist Democrats, descending into McCarthyism, Stalinism, and moral panic," he said. Folks, I believe the morally corrupt people who treat violence as an acceptable form of political expression represent an all-out attack on the Constitution and the principles of free speech, tolerance, and honest debate. Congress now has a Democratic House of Representatives. We the people pay their salaries with our tax dollars. We expect them to cease the lies, end the appalling ill-mannered behavior, and perform their elected duties, and work with President Trump to protect our country from illegal immigration invasion. Build that wall. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.